Morning, children. I have a story again for you this morning. It's called Blessed and a Blessing. But first, I'd like to read from Psalm 92, verses 12 to 15. It says, "The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing. To declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock. There is no unrighteousness in him." And now to our story. As Gemma walked into the nursing home with her mother, she wrinkled her nose. "It's hot in here, and it doesn't smell very good either," she grumbled. "It's very warm because most of the people are old and like the warmth," Mom replied. "Many are on medication too, and that sometimes makes an unpleasant odor. But after you've visited Great Aunt Rita and some of the others, I think you'll be glad you came. There's always such a blessing. It's always such a blessing to me, and I'm sure you'll be a blessing to them too. It's amazing how Jesus uses us to be a blessing to one another." Gemma frowned. She hadn't really wanted to come in the first place. The stuffy room and the smell of medication didn't do anything to change her mind. She could not imagine feeling blessed for being there as she followed her mother down the hall. As they entered the first room, Great Aunt Rita broke into a smile and called out, "Oh, you brought your precious daughter." Then she turned to Gemma. "You'll have to excuse the outburst, dear, but around here we seldom see beautiful young girls. Most of us have so many wrinkles, we've forgotten what it is like to be young." She laughed pleasantly as she spoke to Gemma, and Gemma began to smile too. Before long, she was telling the elderly woman about her school activities, her class at church, and her recent birthday party. Several other people came into the room, and at their urging, Gemma sang for them. They asked for another number, and her mother smiled at her. "Many elderly people don't know the songs we often sing these days, so why don't you sing a hymn?" Mom suggested. "You know the words to several of the hymns we sing in church, don't you?" Gemma nodded and began to sing one of them. Soon several quivering old voices joined her clear young one in praising God through a well-blessed, well-loved hymns. After they had said their goodbyes and were back in the car, Gemma turned to her mother. "You were right, Mom," she said. I'm sure I'm the one who got the biggest blessing today." And our verse for today is, It is more blessed to give than to receive. That is found in Acts 20, verse 35. We are to be a blessing to others. Have you visited someone in a nursing home or a hospital? You probably brightened their day and were a huge blessing to them. Do you find that they were a blessing to you too? Blessings are often a two-way street, as God uses us to bless others and remind them of his love. We may find we're being blessed as well. How can you be a blessing to someone and help them remember that Jesus loves and cares for them?